Today's daf is Brochis Daf Chof Ches, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis, Tfilas Ha'erev, Ein Lo Kfar. Today's daf is being learnt as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Alisa. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the basic halachos of Tfilah, specifically the Zmanim of Tfilah, more specifically the Soif Zmanei Tfilah. So we saw there's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim up until when you can daven Shacharis. A machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim up until when you can daven Mincha, up until when you can daven Musaf. What about Ma'ariv? So the Mishnah said, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lo Keva, which loosely translated means there's no specific Zman up until when you can daven Ma'ariv, but rather you daven Ma'ariv at night, which means you can daven Ma'ariv the entire night. Says the Gemara, Ma'in like Keva Ilem. It doesn't mean Diboy Matzi Kuli Lelyo. Doesn't mean what we think it means, which is that you can daven Ma'ariv the entire night. List the Tfilas Ha'erev Kalalaila. So why didn't the Mishnah simply say Kalalaila? What's this Loshoin of Keva? Ela Ma'in like Keva. Kemanda Omer Tfilas Arvis Rishos. Because the Mishnah didn't only, emphasis on only, want to tell us that you can daven Ma'ariv the entire night. That's for sure the primary point that the Mishnah is making. The theme of the Mishnah is Manei Tfilah, but B'derech Agav, the Mishnah wanted to tell us something else, and that is, whereas Shachris, Mincha, Musaf are mandatory, Ma'ariv is optional. And the Loshen Ein Lakeva means it's merely a Rishos. Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Tfilas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel said you have to daven Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer Rishos, Rabbi Yeshua said it's only optional. Abaya said Halacha Kedivrei Eimer Chayva. The Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel that you have to daven Ma'ariv. Rava said Halacha Kedivrei Eimer Rishos. The Halacha is like the Mashmois in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yeshua Shito, and that is Tfilas Arvis Ein Lo Keva. What does Ein Lo Keva mean? It means that it's Rishos. Tosfos speaks out, very important, and that is that don't get excited and think, oh, Ma'ariv is optional, so if I'm tired, maybe I don't have to daven. Lav dafka Rishos, says Tosfos. Elokid Parishos Le'il. I explained it already earlier in the Sugya. Rishos just means relative to other mitzvahs, so that in the event that you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one is Ma'ariv and the other is some other mitzvah, so there's a whole Shulchan Aruch ordinarily that governs those types of predicaments. So I have two mitzvahs. Which mitzvah am I supposed to do? Mitzvah Iveres, a mitzvah that somebody else can do. What if it's Limud HaTorah, Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah? So in that world, in that Shulchan Aruch, Ma'ariv has a special place in that Ma'ariv is considered Rishos relative to other mitzvahs. But certainly taken out of context, Tfilas Arvis Rishos would be a mistake. Because there's no question that just like you have a chiyuv to daven Shachris and Mincha and Musaf, there's a chiyuv to daven Ma'ariv as well, says the Gemara. On this note of Tfilas Arvis Rishos Ochaiva, which the Gemara said is a machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara is going to tell us the rest of the story, the context in which this machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua took place, and the Gemara is going to introduce one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh v'Talmud Echad. There was a story with a Talmud. We'll soon see who that Talmud was. Shabbal Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. He came in front of Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei. So he asked Rabbi Yeshua, Tfilas Arvis Rishos Oichoiva. Is Arvis Rishos or Chayva? Amalei, so he told him Rishos. Both they, Rabbi Gamliel. Then he went to Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei, he asked Rabbi Gamliel, Tfilas Arvis Rishos or Chayva? Amalei, Chayva. He told him it's Chayva. So Rabbi Yeshua said Rishos. Rabbi Gamliel said Chayva. Amalei. So the Talmud told Rabbi Gamliel, Valei Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei Rishos. I went to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua told me that it's not a Chayva, it's a Rishos. Amalei. So Rabbi Gamliel told the Talmud, Hamtem ad sheyichnesu bali treis in the base medrash. Wait until the warriors, literally, enter the base medrash. Meaning when the Talmidei Chachamim come in, we'll fight it out, and we'll see. When the Talmidei Chachamim, the warriors, quote unquote, enter the base medrash, Amad Hashoyel Veshal. So this Talmud got up and he asked the question again. Tfilas Arvis Rishos Chayva. Amar Rabbi Gamliel Chayva. So Rabbi Gamliel said, like he had said previously, it's a chiyuv. Amar Lohem. Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim. So Rabbi Gamliel turned to the Chachamim and he said, Klum Yesh Adam Shechaylik B'Davar Zeh. Is there anyone here that has a different opinion than I have? Meaning, is there someone here that believes that Tfilas Arvis is not a chayva, rather it's a Rishos, and he looked at Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Gamliel, "Laugh." No, I don't. Amalei. So he told him, "Really? I heard in your name that you're of the opinion that Tfilas Arvis is Rishos." Amalei Yeshua. So Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, "Stand up, and I want to testify. Amen. Rabbi Yeshua Raglav Amar. If I were alive, Erev Gamliel, or the Talmud, actually, would not be alive. I'd be able to deny. I could say, I know he said that, but it's not really true. But we're both alive. I have no way of denying him, meaning it's true. I have no choice but to admit that even though right now I'm saying Tfilas Arvis Choyva, but initially, when the question was posed to me, I said Tfilas Arvis Rishon. Says the Gemara. Hoy Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev V'Doyrish. Rabbi Gamliel resumed the learning in Beis Medrash. He was sitting. He was darshanig. Rabbi Yeshua, Imid al-Raglov, and Rabbi Yeshua continued to stand. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua to stand, and he never told him to sit down. So Rabbi Yeshua had no choice but to continue to stand. Now, just by way of backdrop, we should have spoken this out at the onset of the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel at that time was the Nasi. Rabbi Yeshua at that time was the Av Beis Din. So these were probably the two most important figures in Klal Yisrael at the time. But as great and as important a position that Rabbi Yeshua had, Rabbi Gamliel's position of authority was even higher. He was the Nasi. So if Rabbi Gamliel tells you to stand up, you stand up. And until he tells you to sit down, you have no choice but to continue standing. So Rabbi Gamliel was Yoshev Edoirish. Rabbi Yeshua was standing in this embarrassing situation where he was just caught denying something that he had previously said, and the Oilam was watching this take place, and they didn't like it. They were very, very disturbed. They felt that Rabbi Yeshua was being embarrassed. So they went to Rabbi Chutzpes HaTorgamin of Asara Arugei Malchus Fame. Rabbi Chutzpes HaTorgamin was a Torgamin, which meant that once upon a time, so the Rav, the Nasi, the Bezin would get up in Darshan, and he would have a Torgamin, a polished speaker, who would be the Nuchzoger. He would repeat what it was that the Rav was saying. And Rav Chutzpis was HaTorgamin with the Hey Hayadia. He was one of the Asaru Gei Malchus. In fact, the Gemara says at the very, very end of Masechtas Chulin that one of the reasons that Elisha Baravua, Rav Meir's Rebbe, went off the Derech, Rachmana Litzlan, is because he saw the tongue of Rav Chutzpis HaTorgamin being in the ground, and he said, Peh, Shehefik Margolis, the mouth that was a Mapik Margolis like this, Yilochech Ba'avar, this is what should come to him. So at that time, he was the Torgamin for Rabbi Gamliel. So the Oyma went to Chutzpes HaTorgamin and they said, Amoit, stop talking, stop giving shir, Ba'aman, any stop. Amri, they said, Akamit Etzari V'Nezel, how long are we going to allow Rabbi Gamliel to be Mitzai Rabbi Yeshua? Meaning, this is already the third time it happened. Rosh Hashanah, Ishtakid, Tzari. Last Rosh Hashanah, he was Rabbi Gamliel, Mitzair, Rabbi Yeshua, Ayin Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei Amid Aleph. B'Pchairis, B'Maisa, the Rabbi Tzadik, Tzare. Take a look at B'Pchairis, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. We are there too, Rabbi Gamliel was Mitzair, Rabbi Yeshua. Hachanami Tzare, this is already the third time. Tom V'Na'avre, I think the time has come for us to get together. We're going to take a poll, and I think we have to overthrow Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is not fit to be Nasi. He embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua now for the third time. So the Gemara says, if we're going to overthrow Rabbi Gamliel, man nukme. So who should then become the next Nasi? Not be Rabbi Yeshua. Should it be Rabbi Yeshua? Baal Maisahu. It's going to be too painful to Rabbi Gamliel, because the reason Rabbi Gamliel is losing his Nasias is because of the way he treated Rabbi Yeshua. So now Rabbi Yeshua should become the next Nasi. That's cruel and unusual. Like with Rabbi Akiva, should we make it Rabbi Akiva? Dilma honestly, the less is chosavis. Rabbi Akiva is qualified to be Nasi, obviously. But the problem is Rabbi Akiva was missing one thing on his resume, and that is he didn't have chosavis. And because he didn't have chosavis, the Chama were afraid that maybe Rabbi Gamliel would have tsar over the fact that Rabbi Akiva just took his position, and that would maybe cause harm to Rabbi Akiva. Now, had he had chosavis, the chosavis would have protected him. But because he doesn't have chosavis, maybe it's not a good idea. So it's not so much that he wasn't fit to be Nasi because he didn't have schosavis, but that shmira that the Chamim felt the next Nasi was going to need, Rabbi Akiva didn't have. Ellen, look with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So they decided, let's appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? The Hu Chacham, number one, the Hu Asher, the Asiri LeEzra, and he had schosavis. He's actually a 10th generation to Ezra HaSoifer. It says, Hu Chacham, the actually mevarikle. The fact that he's a Chacham is good to have if you're going to be the Nasi. They ask you questions, you know what to answer. The Hu Asher, why was it important for him to be a gvir? Why was that an asset? The Islay Lefluch Ebekesa, Afu Azu Apalach. Because if there's going to be any askonas where we're going to need someone to appear in front of the Roman Caesar, so that's great. The Laz ben Azariah is a gvir. He's someone that will be respected in those circles. He's protected from any tzad Rabbi Gamliel might have, says the Gemara. So they went and they approached Rabbi Laz ben Azariah. It's a group of people. They come to Rabbi Laz ben Azariah and they say, Nichalei Lamar. Do you want to become the Nasi? Amalusi told him, Ezel v'imlech bin shibesi. He says, I have to ask my wife. Ezel v'imlech bin shibesi. He went to his wife. Amalei, she told him, Dilma Mavrilach. He says, I don't think it's such a good idea. Look at what just happened to Rabbi Gamliel, right? I mean, you realize Rabbi Gamliel is a benon shel kadosh, and his father was the Nasi, his grandfather was the Nasi, you know, tracing himself back to David HaMelech. So you're going to go now, and you're going to take this Nasi, they're going to do to you what they just did to him. Amalei, so he told her, I hear. But I have a Messiah. L'shtamish im because of the mukra, it's kedai to drink from a fine glass even one day, even if it breaks the next day. Meaning, for one day to be nasi, it's already kedai. She told him, but so his wife said, but again, you don't have any white hair. You're young. Who's going to respect you? Says the Gemara. He was 18 years old on that day. He had a miracle. And 18 rows of white hairs grew on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant when he said, he didn't say he's 70 years old, but rather, what did he say? He's kiven shivim shana. Why kiven shivim shana? Because he was really 18. Norvas, he had a miracle. The miracle was that he looked like he was 70 years old. The Ben Yoyada says that the Gemara says, Ahu Yoyma, on that day, Bar Tam Nisri Shnihava, says the Ben Yoyada. The Gemara didn't say, Ahu Zmana, but rather it says, Ahu Yoyma, Efsher. He says, it could be that day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wasn't just 18. It was his 18th birthday. And it's for that reason that he had this miracle. The Yodua, says the Ben Yoyada. It is well known. That a person has a special mazel on his birthday. It's for that reason that the minig is that a person on his birthday, his Hebrew birthday, should make it into a yontif. Then he says a reason why this was all related to 18, which is interesting. He said that 18 is Ben Ishchai, based on the pasuk Ben Yoyada Ben Yoyada Ben Ishchai, which we've mentioned that the Ben Yoyada felt that he was a Gilgal of Ben Yoyada Ben Yoyada, and that's why all his svarim are related to psukim that talk about the names are Ben Yoyada Ben Yoyada Ben Ishchai, Rav Palim, etc., etc. But regardless, says the Ben Yoyada, says the Ben Ishchai, that he believes this wasn't just any day where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was pumped 18 years old, but rather this was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's 18th birthday, and because a person has a special mazel on his Yom HaLeda, that's why he was zoicha that this miracle took place. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah accepts the Nasios. Rabbi Gamliel's not Nasi anymore. Now it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says the Gemara. It was a new regime with a completely different mindset. On that day, they removed the Shomer HaPesach. There was a guard that stood in front of the door of the Beis Medrash, and this guard would determine who's allowed to come in and who's not allowed to come in. Now, he wasn't protecting against bad people. This guard was protecting against people that the Olam felt was not worthy to be able to learn. So that guard was removed, and they allowed all the Talmidim to enter. Shai Rabbi Gamliel Machris Vayim, because Rabbi Gamliel had the following policy. He would say, Kol Talmud, Shein Toichei Gebari, Lo Yikonis Abeis Medrash, any Talmud that's not Toichei Gebari, which Pasha means he doesn't have Yerushimayim, or proper Yerushimayim, is not allowed to enter the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, that moving forward, that's not going to be the policy anymore. Anyone that wants to come in can come in. Says the Hu Yoyma on that day, there were many, many benches of Talmidim that entered. I'm Rabbi Yoichel. Tliga Ba'abi Yoichel Ben Dushlevi Rabbanu. Kadamah once said he toys Abba Meir Safsali. 400 more benches. Kadamah once said Sheva Meir Safsali. It was 700. Have a Kochol Shadaita to Rabbi Gamliel. Where Rabbi Gamliel saw this happening, all these Talmidim are coming, and there was such a tumult, there was a buzz. Everybody's hacking and learning. Rabbi Gamliel had chalishas adas. Omar, he said, Dilma chas v'sholom anati tayir miyisrael. Maybe by me having this security guard in front of the Beis Medrash, maybe I cause a tremendous amount of bittul tayir. Achslei b'chelme, so they showed him in a dream, chatzvi chevari demalion katma. He had a dream where he saw a white earthenware keli that was filled with ashes. They were trying to tell him that even though from the outside this looks very nice, but really it's all filled with ashes, meaning don't worry about it. V'loyi, but the Gemara says, really, it wasn't true. Ha'hi li suvei daite hu da'achsile. They just showed it to Rabbi Gamliel, so he shouldn't be bitzar. But really, these people that had entered the Beis Medrash were people that were certainly worthy of being able to learn Torah. They were talmidim hagunim. And this was all done to be mefayes. It was all done to be mefayes, Rabbi Gamliel. What came to mind is the Gemara says in Masechta Soita that when the Soita would come to the Beis HaMikdash and they tried to get her to confess her Avera, so they would tell her about other people that also did Averis. One of the people they told the Soita was Chayte, was Ruvain. Ruvain with Bila, Vayishka, Ruvain as Bila. So they would say, Ruvain, the son of Yaakov Avinu, also did such an Avera, meaning you could be Maida. It's okay, so to speak. And the Ramah in a tshuva asks, Abam Bakasha, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, Kala ime Ruvain Chata, Eni Alataya. So how do you have a right to be Moitzi Laz on Ruvain just to get this soita to maybe confess her sin? Ayin Sham, Shailos Chuvas Ramos Simon Yud. It's a fascinating tshuva. This is a similar idea. They literally came, the Bala Chaloimos came to Rabbi Gamliel in a dream, and he told him, these chevra, these 400, 700 guys, they're not good guys. Of course, it's not true. They were. They were Talmidei Magunim. It was all done the Yesuvei Daite. So you're going to go now and be Moitzi Laz on all these people? Somehow to be Mephias Rabbi Gamliel. Something to think about. Says the Gemara. On that day, where was Nisrabu Asaf Solim, where they removed the Shomer HaPesach, Idios, Bayim Nishnas. That day, they started collecting Idios, meaning there were people that came in, and a lot of these people didn't know that much Torah, but they had heard a halacha. They knew this, they knew that, and they sat down with every single person, and they said, let's start, tell me what you know, tell me what you know, and they started collecting testimony regarding halachas, and those halachas that were collected on those on that day is what we have today as a Masechta in Shas. It's a Masechta of Mishnayos. We don't have any Gemara on it. Masechtas Idiyos. V'chol heicha damrin, it says the Gemara, boi b'yoyim, ha'hu yoyim ahav. It's referring to that day. So anytime you find in Shas, that line of boi b'yoyim is referring to this day. Says the Gemara, v'lei hoysa halacha joyis tatuy v'eis medrash loy pershua. There literally wasn't one halacha that was discussed in Beis Medrash that they weren't mefarish on that day. Even Rabbi Gamliel, who was watching this with chalishas hadas, even he entered the Beis Medrash. I feel a little shocked that now we learned to the Mishnah. Bei b'yoyim, Yehuda ger money lef ba Yehuda ger money lef name the Beis Medrash. The Gemara is going to digress for a moment. So Yehuda ger money entered the Beis Medrash. Amalem, and he told the chacham, "Mani lovi b'kal. Am I allowed to enter the kal?" Amalem, Rabbi Gamliel aser ato. So Rabbi Gamliel said, "You're not allowed to enter the kal." Amalem, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Muta ato lovi b'kal. You are allowed to enter the kal." Amalem, Rabbi Gamliel said, "Valik far nemel yovi." What do you mean? How could Yehuda Ger Amoini enter the Kaal? He can't marry in. He's an Amoini. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yovei Amoini B'Kaal Hashem. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua, V'chi Amin Umoi V'Kamin Ayim Yoishvin. You think Amin today is Amin? And Moyov today is Moyov? Kvar Ola San Cherev Melech Asher Bilbal Has Kol Umois. We know San Cherev, the king of Asher, he was mevalvel the umois shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'asur gvulois amim va'asudei seyem shoyseisi va'oirid kabir yoishvin. The point is that everything was mixed. So today we don't know who's who. And if that's the case, v'chol de parish miruba parish. So Yehuda Ger Amoni thinks he's an Amoni. He's what we would call an Amoni today, but he's not the lo yovei Amoni meyavi b'kal Hashem that the Torah said is asur lovei b'kal. Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel told him, I hear, but isn't there another pasuk that says va'loy kfar nemar? This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It sounds like the Shvus B'nei Amin are going to be returned to their original place. I think this Nevu of Yirmiyahu already took place. Rabbi Yeshua said, there's another Pasuk that says, and this is a Pasuk in Amos, V'shavti Shvus Ami Yisrael V'adayin Lo Shavu. Kla Yisrael has not returned to their land yet. So if Kla Yisrael didn't return to their land yet, we then can assume that the B'nei Amin didn't return to their land. The point is, Yehuda Ger Amoni is not really an Amoni. Called the parish, Meyuba parish, Miyad Hetiru Lovei Bekal. They allowed him to enter the call. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Hoyel v'hachi havo ezel v'afaisel Rabbi Yeshua." I feel like just based on what I see, it looks like everything is knocking. Idios, the Masechta, that's the chosen Masechta, as we saw in yesterday's daf twice. It's the Bechirta. So it looks like maybe I was wrong for what I did to Rabbi Yeshua. If
This all resulted in so much Torah. I feel like I need to be Mephias Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel went to Rabbi Yeshua's house. Kimata Lebeisei, when he came to his house, Chazinu Lashisa the base of the Meshachrin. He saw the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house were black. Amalei, he told him, Mikoisle Beisecha at the Nikosh Apach Miata. It looks like just from the color of your walls that you're a blacksmith. Amalei. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Gamliel, Oyloi the Dar, woe is to this Dar Sha'at Farnasoi, that you're its leader. Shiat Yoideya Bitsiren Shatamir Chachavim. Till today, you didn't know what I'm dealing with. You didn't realize the anios that I was submerged in. You didn't realize that I'm a pachmi until today, says the Gemara. The mehem, the smartness of the mehem, he's like, Amalei nanesi l'chol. He says, I realize what we all told Rabbi Shua, I sinned. I made a mistake. Mecholi, zayitz moichol, lo yashkech bei. He refused to give him mechilo. Asei b'shvil kvoy d'abo. So then Rabbi Gamliel said, you know what? You don't want to be moichol me for my covid? I hear, be meichel me for the covet of Abba. Pious, he was Mephiasim. So Pashem Shah, who did he mean? He meant his father. Who was Rabbi Gamliel's father? So there's many Rabbi Gamliels in Shas. Can't go through that, the whole history of it now. We've done it many times in the past. This Rabbi Gamliel is, of course, Rabbi Gamliel the Yavna, which is where this event took place, as we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Gamliel's father was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi at the time of the Churban. He was also one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, Tir Rabbi Yishmael Latzmai, Rabbi Shaul, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who should go first? They made a Gairo. That was his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Pasha, you learn, he said, Asei b'shvil kvoid Abba, my father was the last Nasi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But if you look at Rabbi Nissen Goyen says he didn't mean my father, he meant my Zeda. Which is saying he had a lot of chashuv zaydas. Hillel Azokin. He said, do it in the schus of Hillel Azokin. Interesting. Says the Gemara, pious. He was Mephias. Amru, they said, man nezel v'leimel u'du Rabbanon. So somebody has to go tell the Rabbanon that Rabbi Shu was just Meichel Rabbi Gamliel. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel can maybe be reinstated. He just received his Mechila. Amalu, ahu koyves. Said there was a koyves, a launderer, that said, ano azilno, let me go. Shalach, Rabbi Yeshua, l'meinei Joshua. So Rabbi Yeshua sent this koyves to the Beis Medrash with the following line. He said, tell the chevra as follows. Man de lovish mada, yilbash mada. Someone who's used to wearing royal garb, he should wear the royal garb. Man de loy lovish mada. But someone who's not used to wearing the royal garb, yemalei the man de lovish mada, should he tell the person that wears the royal garb, shlach madach, fana albashay, take it off, and I'm going to wear it? So this was a long-winded way of saying that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, his father was the Nasi, his Eda was the Nasi, he should continue to be the Nasi. I have no Sheikhas to the Nasiyas, so who am I to somehow, or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has no Sheikhas to the Nasiyas, so who is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi? Really, he should be the Nasi. Amru Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Akiva heard this message, so he turned to the Rabbanon and he said, Shruku Gali. To Leilesi Abdi Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Kiva heard. I mean, he heard that Rabbi Yeshua was Mephias Rabbi Gamliel, and that maybe meant we should reinstate Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe it was Ben Azariah, shouldn't be the Nasi. But Rabbi Akiva said, I have to think this over. I mean, we need Yishuv Adas. So first things first, lock the doors of the Beis Medrash, because I'm afraid that the Avodim Rabbi Gamliel are going to come barging in, and they're going to make a big tumult, and they're going to force Rabbi Gamliel to be the Nasi again, and that's not a good idea either. So let's lock the doors, and let's think this through with Yishuv Adas. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So they came back, and they told Rabbi Yeshua that there's no way to get into Beis Medrash. Rabbi Akiva locked the doors. So Rabbi Yeshua said, you know what, let me go talk to Rabbi Akiva myself. I'm going to go into Beis Medrash. Mutav de'ekim. Let me be the one to tell them. Asa Taref Abavas. He came and he knocked on the door. Amalahu. So he said a different nusach. Maza ben Maza Yaza. A Kayin who, amongst his things that he was able to do, was be Maza from the Mechatas of the Paraduma for someone that was Tomei Meis. So a Kayin, the son of a Kayin, he has the ability to be Maza. But for She'enoi Loi Maza. For like Ben Maza, if you're not a Maza or a Ben Maza, Yoimel a Maza Ben Maza, Menechame Mara, Va'afrach Efer Mikla, how could someone that's not right to the Nasiyas tell someone that's a Nasi, you shouldn't be the Nasi? Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Bekitzer, Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Yeshua, Nisbayasta? Sounds like you forgave him? He said, yeah. Kluma, Sinu Elbashvel, Kvoitcha. He said, everything that we did, we removed Rabbi Gamliel only because of your honor. Lamachar, Aniva Atanashkun, Lapischoi. We're going to go the next day. We're going to tell Rabbi Gamliel that you could be Nasi again. Amri. So before they went, they talked it through, and they said, "Hey Chinav, what should we do? Na'avre, should we remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah now from the Nasiyos and reinstate Rabbi Gamliel? It's not so simple because Gemiru, we have a policy: Ma'ilim beKodesh, they meridin. And being that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Nasi, how can you make him not Nasi anymore? Nidrish Mar Chodesh Shabbata, Umar Chodesh Shabbata. So maybe there should be two co-nesiim. The problem is, asi leknuya, it's going to bring tekena. Elo lidra is Rabbi Gamliel tosa shapsoi. Let Rabbi Gamliel be the nasi for 3 weeks. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah chod the shabasa. And that's what they did, says the Gemara. Vayinu damar mar, that's pshat in the Gemara, mesechtes, chagigat av gimel. That says Shabbos shal mihoisa. The Tanam were talking and they said, tell me, whose Shabbos was it? You want to know the rest of the story? The rest of the story is this Gemara right here. Because one out of the 4 weeks, it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shabbos. The other 3 weeks, it was Rabbi Gamliel Shabbos. And that's why they wanted to know Shabbos Shalmi Hoysa. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hoysa. Either way, that's the story, says the Gemara, as a postscript. This all began with a Talmud. A Talmud that asked the question, Tfilas Arvis Rishos or Tfilas Arvis Chayva? He asked Rabbi Shu, he said Rishos. Then he asked Rabbi Gamliel, he said Chayva. And then Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Shu, did you really say Rishos? He said, no. What do you mean? I heard you did. Who was that Talmud? Says the Gemara. It's important that we know this. This is the postscript of the story. V'oisei Talmud, Rab Shimon ben Yechai Hava. It was none other than the Tano Aleiki. It was Rab Shimon ben Yechai exhale. So a few Ha'aras. Number one. Really, in order to appreciate this story, the story that's known as Oisei Hayom, you have to appreciate the context during which this took place. This took place shortly after Churban Bayis Sheni. So the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Romans in approximately the year 70, in the first century. Shortly after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Yidden were based out of Yavne. If you recall the Gemara in the sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had an audience in front of the Roman emperor. And the Roman emperor told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because of something that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had done for him, he says, I'll grant you 3 wishes. Ask me what you want. And what did Rabbi Gamliel say? And what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say? He told him, Ten li Yavna v'chachamel. I want Yavna, and I want the chachamim in Yavna to be able to thrive there. The Beis Medrash should be there. Vishushil to Rabbi Gamliel, and make sure that you preserve the family of Rabbi Gamliel. They were the Nasiyim. Vasfasa the Masilei the Rab Tzadik. And I want you to heal Rab Tzadik. So, right after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Yidden weren't based at Yerushalayim. It was too dangerous. They were in Yavna. And this was the Tein Yavna v'chachamel. These were the Chachmei Yavna right here. And you have to appreciate it. It's Poshet. But the Klal Yisrael, right after the Churban, was at very, very great risk. Meaning, they weren't sure they were going to be able to survive. They just lost the Beis HaMikdash. How many Chachamim do you think there were? It was a yeshiva. Tein li Yavna v'chachamel. That was really, for the most part, what was going on. And it was at a very, very risky time. Additionally, the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was getting very, very intense at that time. And as the Mesillas Yesharim speaks about in Perek Chav, the machloikis between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was so dangerous, Klal Yisrael was at such great risk that literally it was at the brink of being divided. So this was a very, very trying time. Tensions were high, and it was in that general context that this took place. But I think to fully appreciate it, you have to know one more Gemara. And this is a Gemara Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows, Tanu Rabbanan. When the Chachamim entered Yavna, a short Gemara, Amru, they said, "Asi the Torah shetashtachach miYisrael. A day is going to come where Torah is going to be forgotten." Shenemar, Hine yomim bam no Hashem alekim v'ishlachti rav ba'aretz. We all know this pasuk. Lo rav lo lechem v'lo tzomo l'amayim kiyam l'shmayas divrei Hashem. A day is going to come where there's going to be a rav, there's going to be a hunger. But lo rav lo lechem, it's not going to be a hunger for food. V'lo tzomo l'amayim, people are going to be eating well, they're going to be drinking well. It's going to be a hunger kiyam l'shmayas divrei Hashem. V'ksiv, and there's another pasuk, a pasuk in Amos that says v'no miyam ad yom. People are going to go literally from north to south, from sea to shining sea, to try to find the Dvar Hashem, and they're not going to be able to find it. What does that mean? That means there'll be no Torah. I see the Torah, says the Gemara Tanya, Rav Shimon Bechayim was there. He was Bekerem B'Yavno. And he said, Chas v'sholem shetashtakach Torah Yisrael. Torah is never going to be forgotten. Shenemar ki loisi shachach mi pizaroi. Soifei tevoi si yoichoi, this form of Torah will say, Torah will never be forgotten. Ki loisi shachach mi pizaroi. The Torah will never be forgotten. When did this happen? When did this story happen? Right here. Shabbos kuf lamed ches amud beis. It's a braisa. Tanu rabbanon. Kishenichtus rabbi seiro lekerem b'yavna. It certainly happened in Yavna, but the Jews spent many, many years in Yavna. From the Gemara itself, there's no indication as to precisely when this happened. But there is a makar. this Tesefta right in the beginning of Masechtas Idyos. Tesefta starts as follows. The Tesefta in Masechtas Idyos starts with this brisa, albeit with slightly different language. But it's this brisa. Says the Tosefta, after they came to the Hakara of Asida Torah Shetashtakach Yisrael, Amru, they said, let's start collecting Eidos. Naschu Mihilu Mishamai. And that triggers the entire Masechtas Idyos. When was Masechtas Idyos taught? By Bayon. That means Asida Torah Shetashtakach Yisrael happened by Sayon. This is basic math. I have a Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph that says that Ba'osei Ayoyim, this day, the day of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel, was the day they taught Idyos. I have a Tosefta right in the beginning of Masechtas Idyos that says that Masechtas Idyos was was triggered by a hergish of Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael, which means that Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael Kishenichnus Rabbi Yisrael Lekerem B'Yam wasn't just another day in Bismedrash. It was that day. It was Ba'osei Ayoyim. They removed Rabbi Gamliel and they got together and they said, Asida Torah Shetashtakach Miyisrael. Mino Kishenichnus Rabbi Yisrael Lekerem B'Yavno. What it sounds like is, after they removed Rabbi Gamliel, and now there's a new policy, they removed the Shomer HaPesach, and now moving forward, everything is going to be done a little bit different. This Rabbi Asaf Sol, 400, 700, Beis Medrash is packed. They realized that Torah is going to be forgotten. And what we need to do is we need to make sure that Torah is not going to be forgotten. Now, what exactly triggered the thought of Asida Torah Shetashtakach Miyisrael? That's something that has to be worked out a little bit better. But one thing is clear, is that Asida Torah Shetashtakach Miyisrael, that was something that came about as a result of this story. That was the thought process. And they said, we need to fix it. And it was fixed. It was fixed because Torah hasn't been forgotten 2,000 years later. But that was the point. The point was that it was somehow triggered by these events that took place. But I'm going to tell you something very, very interesting. So we have over here, there were two policies. He had Rabbi Gamliel's policy. What was Rabbi Gamliel's policy? He said he had a Shomer HaPesach, and he said, not everybody's allowed to come into Beis Medrash, you have to be Toichei Gemara. Then they chase. See the Torah Shetashtakach Miyisrael, we're going to have to do things differently. Now, anybody that wants to enter Beis Medrash is going to be allowed to enter Beis Medrash. Meaning, two ways of looking at it. Who's worthy of sitting in Beis Medrash? Everybody? That seemed to be the policy of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or only somebody that's Toichei Kabare? The Mishnah says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said three things. One of the things they said was, Hemidu Talmidim Harve. Ovis to Rab Nosson, Perik Beis Mishnah Tes. Bishamai Yoimu. Listen to this. Bishamai says, Al Yishana Adam Elo Lemisha Hu Chacham. Person shouldn't teach Torah, only the someone that's a Chacham. The Anof, someone that's humble. Uben Avos, he has Yichus, the Asher, and he's a Gvir. Beis Hillel says, no, L'chol Adam Yishana. You should teach Torah to everybody. Shahar Be Poshim Hoyu Behem Yisrael. There were many sinners in Klal Yisrael. V'niskarvu L'talmud Torah, they learned Torah. V'yotsu Me'em Tzadikim Chassidim Ukshev. Unbelievable. Beis Shammai held that L'olam Al Yishana Adam Elo L'mishu Chacham V'anav Uben Avos V'asher. Beis Hillel said, no, L'chol Adam Yishana. Shahar Be Poshim Hoyu Behem Yisrael. V'niskarvu L'talmud Torah. With these two hashkafos, this Mishnah right here, and obviously Rav Nosson, Beishamai and Beishil, and essentially, this was a victory not just for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he became the Nasi, but this was a victory for Beis Hillel, that now it's giving us Rabbi Asaf Solim, and it's through that we're going to preserve to make sure that Torah won't be forgotten, because it won't just be Yechidim that are learning Torah, the ones that are maybe the most worthy to learn Torah, but everybody's going to be learning Torah. And even if qualitatively, maybe the person that's not a Ben Avos, and he's not a Chacham, and he's not an Anav, and he's not an Asher, whatever that means, maybe he won't be able to learn on the same level, but Bekamos, we're going to somehow, that's how Klal Yisrael preserves Torah, and that's how we make sure when we're in Golus, that's Tein Liyavna V'Chachamah, not just the Chachmei Yavna, but everybody, even the people that are not 100% worthy, this is above my pay grade, but just a few random thoughts. But before we go weiter, just one more Ha'ara, and that is, so Rabbi Gamliel was decided wasn't going to be the Nasi, so the question is, who should be the next Nasi? So they sat down, they said, okay, first choice is Rabbi Yeshua. It's a little too sensitive. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has no Yichus. So they said, okay, we're stuck. The only other person we have is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is only 18 years old. They felt he should be anyways. He had a miracle. And of course, the rest is history. The Seyda Adoris, And it's really from the Sefer HaYuchsin, this question brings for Rabbeinu Chananel that says, why did they ask Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, who's missing? If you know even a tiny bit of history, of Jewish history from that Kufa, so you know Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the first Tana and the last Tana mentioned in Shas. He was a very, very important figure during that time. He's the Bar Plukte of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was much older. So why didn't they ask Rabbi Eliezer? Shouldn't he have been the most obvious choice that he should have been the next Nasi? And the truth is, if you're not 100% sure that Rabbi Eliezer is there, I mean, we all know from the Agadah Shal Pesach, Ma'isim Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loz Ben Azai, Rabbi Kivir Rabbi Tarfin, Shalim Bezum Ben Bnei Brak, and this is the same Chevra. So where's Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbeinu Chananel asked this Kasha. Rabbeinu Chananel says, you know why Rabbi Eliezer wasn't considered? Because he was too old. And because he was so old, Ein Meshivin Zokim B'Sanhedrin, Azoy Shteit Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Sefer HaYochsin, Rabbi Eliezer was too old. That's the answer. There's much better answers. He suggests three. He says, number one, the Maisa with Tanar Achnoi. We know Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherem. Maybe he was put in Cherem already at that time. Okay, maybe Rabbeinu Chananel held that that story hadn't happened yet. Maybe it had happened later. So that's a whole nother conversation. But his final reason is, V'oid Shehumi Chaburas Beishamah. We know Rabbi Eliezer was from Beis Shammai. You're going to appoint now a Nasi from Beis Shammai? That doesn't make sense. That's why he was called Shamuti, because he was from Beis Shammai. So since you want to know why Rabbi Eliezer wasn't appointed, it's not because he was too old. The reason Rabbi Eliezer wasn't worthy to be Nasi is because Rabbi Eliezer was made from Beis Shammai. And we're not looking for a Nasi from Beis Shammai. We're looking for a Nasi from Beis Shammai. We're looking for a Nasi that's going to remove the Shomer HaPesach. We're looking for a Nasi that's going to let everybody come in and learn. That's what we're worried about. I see the Torah at the Shtakach Mi'Yisrael. Everyone has to learn Torah. And if everybody learns Torah, you can't appoint somebody from Beis Shammai, because what's Beis Shammai hold? Ein melamdin Torah, you have to be from Mamish, the Yechidei Skula got to learn Torah. And the whole idea is we're even going to teach the Poshim Torah. Because you never know, there's been Poshim with Hasidim and Kshayim came like Davos. To Rav Nosson says, see, he wasn't fit, but I had another Ara. Ein Beis Medrash B'lein Chiddush. I had another Ara. That's, what about Rav Tarfon? Why wasn't Rav Tarfon mentioned? So again, Ma'is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Yeshua was considered, Rabbi Akiva was considered, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah was the Nasi, Rabbi Eliezer was either too old or was Mitamid Beis Shammai. What happened to Rabbi Tarfon? Now, just to preface the question, a few things. Number one, Rabbi Tarfon, maybe he was young. How old was Rabbi Tarfon? You know how old Rabbi Tarfon was? So the truth is that the Sefer HaYuchsin says that Rabbi Tarfon was older than Rabbi Akiva. In fact, Rabbi Tarfon is considered, goes down in history as one of Rabbi Akiva's rabbis. So Rabbi Akiva's primary rabbi was Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says he learned by Nochemish Gamzu Chof Beis Shanim for 22 years. But Rabbi Tarfon also goes down in history as being one of Rabbi Akiva's rabbi. So he was older than Rabbi Akiva. So if Rabbi Akiva was old enough to be considered, then Lechura, Rabbi Tarfon should have also been old enough to be considered. Maybe Rabbi Tarfon didn't have Yichus. Tarfon was a Kohen. So if Tarfon was a Kohen, presumably he had Yichus. He came from Aharon HaKohen. So he was a Kohen. So presumably he had good Yichus. Okay, maybe he didn't have, maybe he wasn't a Gvir. It seems like Ashiris was also one of the criteria. So I'm going to tell you a Mishnah, and this is a Mesechtes Kala. A Mishnah Mesechtes Kala. Amru all about Rav Tarfon. They say about Rav Tarfon, Shehoya Asher Gadol. It was a Greiser Gvir. But like, Hoya Noisim Matanis Lav Yoinim. Listen to this, it's amazing. He said he didn't give Tzedakah. He didn't give Matanis Lav Yoinim. He was a Greiser Gvir, Rav Tarfon. And he didn't give Tzedakah. Pa Machas Matzah Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva met him. Amalais, he told him, Rabbi, Ritzoyin Chosh Ekech Lo Ir Achas Eishtayim. Do you want me to buy a small village for you? Literally, pun intended. He said, I have a good investment for you. Rabbi Akiva is approaching Rav Tarfon for an investment. This is a Mesech Tiskala. So he says, if you want, I can invest for you. Miyad Amad Rav Tarfon Vinas. Arba, I love him. Dindre, he got up immediately, no due diligence. He gave Rabbi Akiva the money he was looking for. Not the Rabbi Akiva, Chalkal Anir. Rabbi Akiva took the money and he gave it to Anir. The Yom Matzah Rabbi Tarfon. So days later, Rabbi Tarfon went to Rabbi Akiva. I'm like, Heichon Hayorah Shalakachtali. He says, how's my investment doing? Tafsai Biyadai. Baby Elam says, you want to see your investment? Come with me. So he comes with him, he brings him into Beis Medrash. Behavi safe at the Hillim. And Burda safe at the Hillim. This is not going well. We have this. And they started learning Tillim together. Parfit's still waiting for his investment. Actually, Gila Pasig said, which Pasig is Rabbi Akiva going to stop by? So he came to the Pasig. Pizer Nasan Lev Yoinim. On my loy, he said, Zuha Ir Shekhani Silacha. You want to know where your investment is? Here's your investment. Pizer Nasan Lev Yoinim. He says, I gave it to the Vyoinim. And these are Vyoinim. This, the Hachzokas HaTorah, the fact that you were Mefarnes these people, these Aniyim, that's where your investment is. It says the Gemara, Omad Rab Tarfon V'Noshkoi. Rab Tarfon got up and he kissed Rabbi Akiva. Va'amalai, and he told him, Rabbi Alufi, Rabbi Bechachma Valufi Bederech Eretz. Va'hoisef le'momoin, and then he added his investment, Levazves. And fascinating Mishnah. It's a Masechtas Kala. It's Perek Aleph. The whole Masechtas Kala is Perek Aleph. And it's Mishnah Lamed Beis. But either way, Reb Tarfa was an Asher Gadol. So Reb Tarfa was old enough, clearly. He was wise enough. That goes without say. He was Miyuchis, I think, because he's a Koye. And he was an Asher Gadol. He was a Gvir. So why wasn't Reb Tarfa considered? The Teretz is, because Rashi says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos, we've mentioned this many times in the Daf, that Reb Tarfa was also Mitalmid de Beis Shammai. And the truth is, it's Rashi's Chiddush. And I saw in the Sefer Yochsin, he says, I think I have a Raya to Rashi. You know what my Raya is? My Raya to Rashi is from Reb Tarfa in the first parak, where Reb Tarfa was once traveling, and he lied down to recite Kriyashma B'shach B'cha, like Beis Shammai, and he almost died. And they told him, Kedai Yisalach Ba'atz B'cha Shavar, told him, and you want like Beis Shammai. Says the Sefer Yochsin, this is a Raya to Rashi. I think we have another Raya. You know what the Raya is? Why didn't they consider Reb Tarfa? The Teretz is, because he was also Mitalmid de Beis Shammai. For the same reason that the Sefer Yochsin himself said, they didn't consider Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe that's the reason they didn't consider Rav Tarfin. Either way, we have a whole daf Gemara to get to, and some more raid. Says the Gemara, V'shem Musafin kol hayoim. So you have the whole day to daven Musaf. I'm Rabbi Yoichan, said, if somebody pushes off Musaf until late, you have the whole day to daven Musaf, right? So what if you push off Musaf until late in the day? You're a Peshaya. It's not good, because you may end up missing this night. If someone had two tefillahs in front of him, we just learned this Gemara. Achashal mincha, v'achashal Musaf. So he didn't daven Musaf in the morning, and now it's already mincha time. So the question is, should he daven mincha first or Musaf first? Mispal shal mincha, v'achashal, mispal shal Musaf. Why? Shezu tedira, v'zu eina tedira. Because mincha you daven every day, Musaf you only daven sometimes. Tadav v'shein tadav tadav kaid. Rebbe Huda says, mispal shal Musaf, v'achakach mispal shal. You should daven Musaf first and then mincha. Shezu mitzvah yveres, v'zu mitzvah shein yveres. This is Rebbe Huda l'shitasa, who holds you can't daven Musaf the whole day. You can only daven at Zion choice. So the amount of time that you'll have to daven Musaf is less than the amount of time you have to daven mincha. So daven Musaf first. Amrav Yoichan, Allah mispal shal mincha, v'achakach mispal shal Musaf. Allah says you should daven mincha first, and then daven Musaf. Reb Zeiru, Kavi Cholish Megirsin. Reb Zeiru was sick. Have a Ozel b'Yosef a Pischad b'Erev Nasim Bar Tuvi. He would sit at the doorstep of Rab Nasim Bar Tuvi. Omar, you would say Ki Chalfi Rabbanu. When the Rabbanu passed by, meaning he was too weak to learn Torah. Eikam Mikamayo. I'll get up for them. Va'kabel Agro, and I'll get Schar for standing up for the Talmidei Chachamim. Nafak, Asr, Rav Nasim Bar Tuvi. Rav Nasim Bar Tuvi walked out of Beis Medrash. Omalei. So Rav Zeir returned to Rav Nasim Bar Tuvi and he said, Man, Omar, Halacha Be Midrasha. Tell me something that was said today in Beis Medrash. Omalei, Hachi, Omar, Rav Yoichan. This is what Rav Yoichan had said. Ein, Halacha, Rav Yehuda, Dom, Yispal, Lom, Shem, Musaf, Echach, Yispal, Shem, Mincha. The Halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said first, Musaf, and then Mincha. Rav Yoichan said, Halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. Omalei, said, Rav Yoichan, Omra, really? Rav Yoichan had said it. I'm like, yeah, Rabbi Yechon had said it. So, Tana Mine, Rabbi Zeira chazered it over, Arbon Zimnin, 40 times. Amalei, so Rabbi Nasim Bar Tuvi was taken aback. Like, Rabbi Zeira was so excited with this halacha, but specifically Rabbi Yechon and Amra, this is Rabbi Yechon. He said, yeah. So he says, why are you so excited? Chadahi, is this the first time you ever heard anything from Rabbi Yechon? Oi, Chadah Silach. Is it Chada Hilach? It's the only one? Or is it like a Chiddush to you? Maybe you didn't know Rabbi Yechanan said, I'm a lazy dog. No, I've heard Torah from Rabbi Yechanan. But Chada Sili, it's a Chiddush to me. Mishon the Masavki, Rabbi Shul ben Levi. Because I wasn't sure if Rabbi Yechanan said it, Rabbi Shul ben Levi said it. So now you tell me Rabbi Yechanan said it. That's why I'm excited. That's why I'm chazering it. I'm Rabbi Shul ben Levi. Chala Mispalo, Tfilo Shal Musafin. If somebody davens Musaf after 7 hours in the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's regarding him that the pasuk says Nugei mimoyed osafti mimech hayu. So Nugei means, as we'll see in a moment, broken. Thou shalt be broken mimoyed because you didn't do something at its appropriate time. How do you know that Nugei means broken? That the Seinem Shal Yisrael, as a euphemism, Lashon Sagi Nahar, something bad should happen to them because of the fact that they missed this man. If someone davens Shachris after 4 hours in the day, the Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Adar B'Shoyz, all of Akos of Omer, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, Nuge mi moyed asafti mi mechayu. My mashmah, the high Nuge lishu, the tzairahu. In this drasha, Nuge is a lashon of pain. Dechsev, two psukim for this. Number one, it says, Dolfa nafshi mi tuga. so much pain. Renachar by Yitzchak come and Eicha, a pasuk right in the beginning of Eicha. Besulaiseha nugois vehi marla. The besulais were in pain. Rav Abi Cholash. Rav Abi was sick. Also the Pirko, he didn't come to learn. The Rav Yosef, he didn't go to Rav Yosef's shir. Lamachar the next day. So Rashi says that this wasn't just any shir. Read the top Rashi inside. Chahoyi roisha yeshiva b'pum pedisa. Rav Yosef was reshiva b'pum pedisa. Vayudayrish b'shabes koyin tefilas hamusafin. He would give a drasha before musaf. Ulacha drasha ha yohochin lebeis haknesses. Umispalin tefilas hamusafin. He didn't give a drasha in the shul where they were davening. They would go to another room. He would give a shir and then they would return to daven. Either way, Rav Abi was not well. He didn't come to Rabbi Yosef's shir, this shir that he used to give before Musaf on Shabbos. The next day, Lamachki also, Baya Abai Lanuchi died to Rabbi Yosef. Abai saw that Rabbi Yosef felt bad that Rabbi Avi didn't show up. So he said, let him get to the bottom of it. Why didn't Rabbi Avi come? Amalei, so he goes to Rabbi Avi and he says, my time, Eliyasa Malaprika, why didn't you come to the shir? Amalei, Tabacholishli boy, I wasn't feeling well. Amalei Matsina, I couldn't come. Amalei, Amalei Tam Tamidi Vasis, you should have eaten something. Why didn't you eat something like this? Maybe you would have felt stronger, you would have came to the shir. Amalei, so he told me, Savalamala, hold on, Rav Huna. What do you mean? Don't you hold of Rav Huna? Dam Rav Huna, asle lad mashiyatim klum, kainu shiyas pal tefillah samu safin. You're not allowed to eat before Musaf, Amalei. So he told him, hashtag Kiddush Klub, he bayle lemar, letzuyet slaysa, de musafin biyachin. He says, I hear, but you could have davened Musaf biyachidus. If you would have davened Musaf biyachidus, then belite midi ulumesi, then it would have been fine. Amalei says, I can't do that either. Because v'lai yisav lemar lehadam Rav Yoichan, Rav Yoichan said, asle lad mashiyakit tefillah samu tefillah sat tzibur. You're not allowed to daven biyachidus before the tzibur davens. Amalei, so Abaye told him, yeah, but Rababa also said something. And what he said mitigates this, because that's only true with Tzibur Shano. If you're davening with the Tzibur, then you shouldn't daven before the Tzibur davens. But when you do Biachidus, that's what the Gemara says, V'lei Silchas, bottom line, like Rav Huna, V'lei Rav Yeshua ben Levi. The Lachas not like Rav Huna, who said that you can't eat before Musaf. Can't eat before Shachris, but you could eat after Shachris before Musaf. And also the Lachas not like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Ki Rav Huna, Adamar, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Adamar, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Kivish Agi, Zman Tfilo, Zman Amincha, Asalei, the Adam, Shiyitim, Klum, Kaidim, Shiyispal, Tfilo, Zman Mincha. Rav Yeshua ben Levi said that you're not allowed to eat before Mincha either. The Lachas not like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. You can't eat before Shachris, but you could eat before Musaf, and you could also eat before Mincha. Vaiter. Tchunim, and Akonah, Hayim, Espal, Beknis, Asi, Lebeis, Amedr, Bitsi, Asi, Tfilo, Gitzara. Ren, Nechunya, Ben, Hakon. It's not so clear why this mission is right here. But he used to daven. I mean, obviously, it's Tfilo, but why this tefillah right now? So he used to daven before he entered Beis Medrash, and he would daven when he left Beis Medrash. Tefillah katzar, a short tefillah. Amalei, they told him, I'm not going to tefillah zu. He says, why are you davening? Amalei, he told me, when I walk into Beis Medrash, I daven, that I shouldn't make a mistake. And when I leave, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara elaborates on this. Tanu Rabbanan. What tefillah did Ram Nechuyim and HaKadosh say? And really, what tefillah should we all say when we enter Beis Medrash? He rots in Milfanech Hashem Alikai. Shalom Yev Liyere Dvar Takol Al Yodi. I shouldn't make a mistake. Vloye Koshel B'dvar Alocha. V'yis Mechu B'chaderi. And I shouldn't make a mistake and people will, they'll be laughing at me. They'll be happy about the fact that I made a mistake. Vloye Oymer Al Tomei Tahar. Vloye Al Tahar Tomei. I shouldn't confuse Tomei and Tahar. And Tor and Tomei. V'lo yikoshlu chaverai b'dvar halacha. V'esmach bohet. And then he would daven that Hashem help me or protect me against being happy when I see one of my chaveira make a mistake. What was the tefillah that he would say when he left Beis Medrash? Oymer, he would say, tefillah today, by the way, some people do, but the Aruch HaShulchan says it's Rav Nechunya ben Akana made this tefillah because he was a poysek, right? Read the spirit of the tefillah was shleikosh b'dvar halacha. So if you're saying lundis, then you get the wrong lundis, you don't need a tefillah for that. But if you're a poysek, if you're a moirei hayra, so he says be'ikra today in the batei midrashim, they're not oysek in hayra. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's for that reason people don't make this tefillah necessarily, even though it's a mishnah. It's not just a halacha, it's a mishnah. Kishchala Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was sick. Nichnesu talmidav levakra. So we spoke about Rabbi Eliezer earlier. So kishchala Rabbi Eliezer's talmidav came to be mevakra. Amalei, they said Rabbeinu lamdeinu arches chayim. Teach us a way of life so that we'll merit Olam Haba. He told him, make sure you give kavod to your chaver, which is fascinating because this thing comes up over and over and over again. You see how sensitive the Tanoim were to making sure that there was Achtos, Va'ahava, V'sholom, Eres. Right, we know about the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shalai Nagu Kovetz, Zebazeh. But it just keeps on coming up. Right, what was Rabbi Nechunim Ben Akonah's Tefillah? I shouldn't be happy. If they make a mistake, they shouldn't be happy. If I make a mistake, Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer, what's the first thing he said? Yisaru B'Kvayt Chaver. If you remember that when we went through the Gemaras, that all the different Tanoim and Amiram, they were Moisef Tefillahs at the end of Shemayin Esrei. A lot of it related to there being Achtos and Beis Medrash. This was a very big deal. Umanu B'Nechem and Ahegim. Make sure that your children don't have too much Hegyon. So what does Hegyon mean? Rashi has two pshat. One pshat is not too much Teresh of Iksav, meaning not too much Tanakh. Another pshat, he says, is Sichas Yoladim, that they shouldn't play too much. They should be in the presence of Tamid HaChachamim. The Marashah says, even if they don't understand the learning of the Tamid HaChachamim, let them Dreizach with the Talmid Chachamim. Ukeshatim espalalim, and then he told him, the ulefnei miatim oimdim, ubeshvil kach, and if you do that, hisku lechayei ha'olam haba. So this Gemara is not so well known. The next Gemara is another classic. Ukeshachol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So before Musa Svarim, this next Gemara was a Musa Sefer, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was sick. Nichdesu Talmid of Levakre. So the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came to me, Mevakre Chol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Kim Yisrael, so when he saw them, his chalifkos, he began to cry. Amru Loi Talmidav. So it's Talmid, this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I told him, Ner Yisrael, Amuda Yemini, Patish Achazak, Bibne Matem Boicha. Why are you crying? Amru Loi told him, I'll tell you why I'm crying. Because Ilu Lifne, because if I was about to have to stand trial in front of a melech boss of Adam, who's here today but tomorrow he can be dead, if he gets angry at me, no cast that he has can affect me eternally. Even if he kills me, it's not a misa soilam. Not just that, I could try to appease them. Maybe I could even give him some shoicha. If that's where I was going, I would cry. Now, where I'm going in front of the melech malchim loch kadosh baruch hu, I'm going to have to give din v'cheshbon in front of him. And if he gets angry at me, kasoy kasoilam. Ve'im oisarni isuray isaroilam. Ve'im imiseini, and if he kills I can't be mefayis him, and I can't give him shoychah. Says the Marshal, this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said he can't be mefayis to Eibishter. That's in the next world. This world you can be mefayis Hashem. You know how? Tefillah. This that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said you can't give shoychah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Marshal, that's in the next world. This world you can give shoychah. How do you give shoychah? How do you slip to Eibishter $100? And not just that, he said, not just that, I know there's two roads. The Achashal Gan Eden, the Achashal Gehenim. And I have no idea, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I don't know if I'm going to Gan Eden or if I'm going to Gehenim. Shouldn't I cry? Amazing. He said, they turned to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, Rabbi, give us a bracha. A final bracha from the grace of Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amalami told him, my bracha to you is that you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way you fear people. Amalami told him, this is the bracha? This doesn't sound like a big madrega. Amalami told him, halavai teidu, halavai you should be zoichet to this. You know that? What's the first thing you do if you're going to do it aver? You look both ways, make sure nobody's looking. So you're going to tell me it's a davar katan? It's a davar katan. Says the Gemara, b'shas p'tirasai, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's neshama was departing from this world, Amar lehem, so he turned to his talmidim and he told him, panu kelim b'pnei hatumah. He says, remove all the kelim. I don't want the kelim to become tamei tumas veis. And then, very, very mysteriously, he said, v'hechinu kisei v'chizkiyo melech Yehuda Shavah. And he said, I want you to prepare a chair because somebody's going to come right now. And he's going to be here at the time that I die, and he's going to escort me into the next world. And you know who that is? That's Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Hechinu kisei lechizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat. And needless to say, that last line of Hechinu kisei lechizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat is a medrash plia. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is lying on his deathbed, and what's his last, what does he say? Prepare a cheer, because Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda is going to come. I am Noid of Yehuda in the Tzlach, where he mutches to say a pshat. What in the world was the connection between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat? And why was this the final wish of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Prepare a cheer, because Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda is going to come. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Drashos El Ami from Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, an absolute Dover Nifla, the same shot in this Gemara, and it ties the end of Daf Chav Ches with the beginning of Chav Chav Ches, the idea of Tein Liyavna V'Chachamel. Says Rav Amiel that when a person is lying on his deathbed, so what does he think about? What does he think about? His life starts going through his mind and he starts thinking about what he could have done or what he should have done. I should have done more of this. I should have done a little bit less of that. And naturally, he starts giving himself a cheshben hanefesh before he has to give the din v'cheshben. That's normally what goes through a person's mind when he's lying on his deathbed. He says, it's pasha to me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was lying on his, this is on Derech Shrosh, poetic license. When he was lying on his deathbed, he was thinking about his own life. And it's pasha that he thought of the biggest decision that he ever made. So what was the biggest decision Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ever made? Maybe the biggest decision any Jewish leader ever made. It's the Gemara in the Sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. We're at the time of the Churban, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is standing in front of the Roman Emperor. And the Roman Emperor says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you're noisachem by me? 3 wishes, I'll give it to you. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, 3 wishes? Okay. Tein li yavna v'chachamel. I want you to preserve the family of Rabbi Gamliel, and I want you to heal Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik fasted 40 years, like Lechrev Beis HaMikdash. I want you to heal Rabbi Tzadik. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva heard what happened. He heard the story. He heard Rabbi Yechem Ezakai did, and he said, Meshiv Chachamim Ocher V'daitam Yisachel. It's amazing to me that somebody as wise as Rabbi Yechem Ezakai was able to do and say something so foolish. Rabbi Yechem Ezakai, you were granted 3 wishes, and the Beis HaMikdash didn't make the cut? It wasn't in the top 3? How did you not ask for the Beis HaMikdash? You should have said, give us one more chance. I said, Rabbi Akiva Gatayim. Now, what did Rabbi Yechon think? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai thought that, you know, maybe he won't give it to me. Maybe Tafasta, Merubah, Loi Tafasta. But what did Rabbi Yechon Zakkai really think? What's the Oymek? The Oymek is Rabbi Yechon Zakkai knew Klai Yisrael can exist without a Beis HaMikdash. We've existed 2,000 years without a Beis HaMikdash. It's possible. You can have a Klai Yisrael without a Beis HaMikdash. But without Yavna V'chachamel, so Shlok and Klai Yisrael. Without the Torah, that's something that's not possible. But it was gutsy. And Rabbi Yechon Zakkai knew that. Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who when Moshe Rabbeinu was all alamare, to accept the Torah, so Rabbi Akiva, he tells Hashem, why are you giving Torah with me? Give it to Rabbi Akiva. Why are you giving? He's nun sharei bina. Rabbi Akiva thought he was wrong. But that was where Rabbi Yechon Zakkai felt, and as the Nasi at that time, he was the interim Nasi, right after Shimon Gamliel passed away, before Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavda became the Nasi. So it was his achrayas, and he was the one that had the responsibility to make this decision, and that was what he felt. That was the decision that he made. But he understood that maybe he made a mistake, and maybe he played a role in Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, lying on his deathbed, he said, "V'eini yodea le'eza derech melicha moaseh." I'm not sure where I'm going. I don't know if they're going to take me to Gan Eden or to Gehenna. I don't know if I made the right decision, or maybe I played a role in Churban Beis HaMikdash. Maybe me, I'm going to Gehenna. So you know what he said? Hachinu kisei l'chizkiyo melech yudah shabah. Why chizkiyo ha-melech? So it says Rav Amiel, because I'm going to tell you a well-known chazal. Chazal say that chizkiyo had an unbelievable miracle take place on his behalf. And after the miracle took place, he didn't sing Shira. And the Gemara says that Yeshaya Hanavi came to Chizkiyo and he gave him Musa and he says, I don't understand. How did you not sing Shira? Moshe Rabbeinu sang Vaz Yosha Moshe. Chanukah, we sing Hallel. Megillah, we read Purim, we read the Megillah. Chizkiyo, you just had this incredible miracle, Sancheiriv and Vahiba Chatzi Alayla. How is it possible? Probably the biggest miracle since Yitzias Mitzrayim and Yeshua Benun entering Eretz Yisrael was the miracle that took place with Chizkiyo HaMelech. And he didn't sing Shira. How's that possible? So you know what he told him? Amalei. He says, I know, but I don't have to sing Shira. Because Torah Shani Loimet, the Torah that I learn is Mechaperes al Hashira. That's more chashuv by the Eibishter than Shira. Hat Rav Amiel Gazak, that's why he wanted Chizkiyo to be there. Because Chizkiyo was the one that paskid. He said, Torah Shani Loimet Mechaperes al Hashira. Shira, Avoida, Tfila, that's all true. Obviously, this is what we do. But at the same time, Salma Torah is Keneged Kulam. And that was the crux of the decision that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had made. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understood we can survive without a Beis HaMikdash. But he understood without Tein Liyavna V'Chachamel, Asid the Torah Shatishtachich Mi Yisrael. And that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's decision. And who is his Tana de Misayele? Chizkiyo HaMelech. And that's why he wanted Chizkiyo to be there b'shas p'tirosai. The segue was, I have an attorney that I already hired. I gave him a retainer. He is going to represent me in Shamayim. You know who that is? It's Chizkiyo HaMelech Yehuda. Because really, I followed what he did. He held Torah Shani Loim in the Chaperas al Hashira. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted Chizkiyo there b'shas p'tirosai.